Downloading audio.
Nonstop.
Thanks for downloading the SOS Radio podcast.
Christopher Dare is a professor at Multnomah University, and he's joining us today on SOS Radio. Good morning, Christopher.
Good morning. Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So after we finish high school or we finish college, life gets even busier. And then we grow in our influence. God calls us into deeper leadership roles. But a lot of times we're like, I don't know that I was really trained for this. It's like, oh, wait, now I'm a parent. I've got to lead a family. Or I'm volunteering at church. And now this ministry is growing. They want me to lead small groups. They want me to get more involved in organizing things. Or even if it's the PTO or you get thrown into some middle management role in the office, you're like, okay, I have 8 people that report with me, but I don't really feel like I have the confidence to lead. What do you suggest, Christopher?
I really do suggest having a great foundation of really seeking the Lord. And I tell you, when you put God in that right place, no matter what you're going to lead, the principles work. And so we do have a practicum class that we're teaching and different things that we're going to be doing in the time to come from Multnomah University right here in Las Vegas. But I can just tell you, when you put these things in place, whether you're a pastor or, like you mentioned, you're a manager or you're a parent, without principles of leadership of what God has asked us to do and that focus of being anchored, we can be washed anywhere and everywhere. And so my challenge is to make sure we come back together and make sure that we have people who are challenging us, make sure we're really looking at God's word. And so you're invited to that practicum. This might be one option for you. So I wanted to make sure I had a chance to share about that.
So you have a whole bunch of these every single month in Las Vegas. You also do them in Reno as well on a separate scale. But this is a whole idea of taking the ideas of, okay, I'm managing things, projects, people, issues, but really taking that to actually leading and having some vision and some strategy. That can be taught.
Yes, exactly. Like tonight, subject, we're going to be talking about, are you safe for people to grow around you? And what that's going to talk about is, do you have boundaries in place that people can trust your leadership and who you are? And that it's safe for your family or safe for your church or safe for your business. And I'll tell you, tonight at Cornerstone at 6 o'clock, we'll be having that conversation. I'll tell you this, if you're listening to this and you just think about you want to come, usually it costs like a $10 or $15 cost to come. I'd even think to come for tonight, just so you can come and hear about it. You don't even have to pay. Just come and say, hey, I heard this on the radio, the SOS, and they said I could come. Just open your heart up to let somebody else speak into it. And the cool thing, we also have it's kind of a lot more conversational than a teaching. We kind of get to hear from other people. We get to hear what other people do and how do we handle that. So these kind of conversations are happening. And then like next bit, we'll be talking about walking with integrity. What does that mean? How do we live that? How do we do that? What's the practical part? So each month we'll have a subject like that.
All right. So what's your website where we can get some more information on those? Because you're doing it every month.
Yeah, every month. If you go to MultnomahReno.org, MultnomahReno, Reno.org. And in the future, it's going to say Las Vegas. I know for all you Las Vegas people, you might say Reno, but that just happens to be where our school is up there. And we're just getting ready to expand down here. We're actually going to be having even accredited classes in the fall for those who want to go even a little deeper. But this practicum is going to be offered this semester and then also next semester. Very inexpensive. And in the end, if you do all the classes, you'll end up getting a certificate from us.
The local church is the hope of the world, and we all have influence in it. I'm Scott Harold on SOS Radio. We're talking with Professor Christopher Dare from Multnomah University. When we think about a church moving forward, generally, we think about groups of people all moving in the same direction. But if you've been in church, Christopher, you know that's not always the case.
Very true. You're right.
How do we look at influence when we feel like, I want to help my church grow, but I'm just one person and I'm not trained for this?
Well, you know, I can tell you when you talk about that, when church growth and that kind of thing, I think it starts by, because we are the church. And so really, when it comes to growth, it's not about how many people sit around you. It has to do with how large you are willing to walk in what God has for you. So for me, growth is not a trying to get more people in next to you inside of a Sunday morning service. It's how do you influence the people around you no matter where you go. That's, to me, growth. And so that's where I think we begin. And that kind of growth, we all can be a part of.
So what's the best way to lead when you're not actually in charge, Christopher?
Starts off, actually, and I really do believe it's foundational, is making sure you're close to the Lord. We live in a culture right now that without question seems to be floating all over the place without an anchor many times, coming up with decisions that don't even make sense to those especially who know the Bible. So we need to stay near to him, keep our heart near to him. But then you also need a group of people that you trust that can speak into your life. And that's where church does come in. Going to church, having people around you of faith is crucial to your growth because it holds you accountable. And so these practicums are part of that. They can hold you accountable to some new ideas. But then also just in your own way, whether it's your family or church, just staying consistent, included, very important.
So, Christopher, your team at Multnomah University is launching this leadership practicum. It goes for 5 months. Really, it meets about once a month. You have pastors and ministry leaders that are actually teaching these classes as the faculty. And you're talking about how we grow in our church, how we grow in our leadership, how we grow in our spiritual nature, and how we protect ourselves against all the temptations that come as a leader when the devil's attacking you. Tell me about what a leadership practicum actually is.
So a leadership practicum is when we come and we put together a thought that actually can be practical in nature. So it's a practicum where we sit around, you get to hear a little bit from someone like me where we guide the conversation, but we also open up the door for a lot of people to bring their experiences. And then when you, hopefully by the time you leave, you got to pull something out of it that you could apply to your life. And so the 2-hour window of time that we ask, we do give homework out that's optional. People want to do it. The more you dive in, the more you learn, but it's not required. And it's at 6 to 8 is what we do each evening. And it's really a time where you get to come, evaluate, listen to other people, learn from other people. You might even learn from their mistakes. Typically, that's how I learn.
We're talking to Christopher Dare. He's a professor with Multnomah University. And one of the topics that you're tackling in your leadership practicum is our church a safe place for people to grow? What makes a church a safe place?
To me, it really has to do with boundaries. And what that is I like to say, a safe place for people to discover who God is and who they are. See, it's not just a safe place where you put a bunch of walls up, because we call that a prison, actually. We do that all the time. That's not what that is. A boundary is something where people can choose to stay or leave. It's not something you make people do. It's a place that's surrounded by things like integrity, like honesty, like the fruit of the Spirit, the things that we want to walk in. And when you have that surrounding you, then people are safe to discover who God is. See, I think a lot of times, I've pastored for 25, 26 years now, and too many times I tried to make people think like me because I thought it would help them, but they never discovered anything for themselves. And so when I can create an environment where they get to talk to God themselves and they get to discover, it changes their life. But if I'm trying to make people do something, it doesn't work. It didn't even work with my kids. My kids are older now. So I learned we got to create an area for them to discover who God is and who they are. And then the rest is great. It scares me right now because a lot of parents and people like to say, well, they're going to do it anyway, so just take down the boundary and let them do what they're going to do. Well, the problem with that is when they come to their senses, just like the prodigal son or anybody else that you read in Scripture, get to that place where they come and they realize, oh, wait a minute, this isn't what I want. Do they know where that safe place is? Did we tear down the walls because we didn't keep those boundaries just because someone chose to walk out? We have to be consistent and show this is where these boundaries are. This is where you're going to get to discover. This is where you're going to be safe.
It's so challenging to lead in a culture today without any boundaries. And we're talking with Christopher Dare, and he's a professor with Multnomah University. It was Martin Luther King Jr. who said, there comes a time when silence is betrayal. Christopher, how important is it that Christians take a stand when they know something's right, but they don't always have the ability or the know-how on what to do and say it in love? What do you suggest?
You know, I suggest living it more than anything. You know, I also a city councilman for the city of Sparks. It's one of the things I do. So I'm involved politically on a larger scale. And I'm in a lot of situations where people don't agree with me. And I don't get to speak really loud, but they get to watch my life. And the consistency of my life, I can guarantee you, have allowed people to come in and ask questions that I would never have come be able to give the answer without them asking. So I think consistency and being focused and really having that anchor changes everything.
The world's values and God's values are two completely different things, and we're talking with Professor Christopher Dare from Multnomah University. If we're not careful, Christopher, and we're filling our minds with all these things and are associating ourselves with all kinds of people that have different worldviews, and we're not putting those under the authority of Jesus, we sort of get brainwashed into the world's values and thinking that those are superior to God's values just because we're hearing it so much. How do you see that just sanding down all the edges of insight that we have as Christ followers?
I like to use the word anchored because I think sometimes we pull against that anchor, but if we're anchored, even when everything shifts and everything wants to sand us and move us in the direction they want us to go, it kind of tugs your heart and says, wait a minute, that's not right. And the problem is if we pull up our anchor, we will be washed away. And here's the hard part. I see a lot of pastors and leaders getting washed away all over the place. All over the place. They have good intentions. I'm not even saying they don't love God or love people. That's not even the question. But I can tell you, if we don't keep things in practice, even great, good men and women find themselves where they should never be because they decided to pull up their anchor and not be truly an ambassador of what God has. You know, and God had good news, and he definitely went to sinners without question. But he never altered his standards, and they still invited him back because he had a way of loving them but still walked in that good news.
We're talking to Professor Christopher Dare from Multnomah University, and he's leading a leadership practicum. There's one in Reno, and there's one in Las Vegas. And you're doing these for the next few months, once a month, a couple of hours. Is a great way to grow as a leader and grow in your faith. And these are like $15 a class. It's like $50 for the whole curriculum, and you actually get a certificate of leadership for completing all of this, Christopher. You're talking about creating a safe atmosphere for people to grow, or walking out a life of integrity and what that looks like as a leader, ministering through really tough circumstances, you know, talking about counseling, talking about speaking into diverse cultures. You have so many different discussions that you're leading in this.
You know, one of my favorite conversations, it'll be the last one, and I'll be coming back in town to have, is speaking life into our diverse culture. You know, a lot of times, you know, diversity sometimes seem to be something that we use as somehow weapons against each other, but I strongly believe no matter how much someone has conflict with you, if you can figure out how to slow down and look through their eyes, we can all actually make each other better. These classes are multi-denominational, and I say that so much to you pastors out there. This is not about us putting up walls even against each other. It's about us seeing and looking through each other's eyes. What does Jesus have? You don't have to agree with the guy next to you, but you can learn from each other. And that's part of the whole piece of it as well, is walking in that unity and making sure we're walking together.
MultnomahReno.org has all the details. There is a location in Reno. There's also one in Las Vegas where they're doing this, but they're all up through that website. Thank you, Christopher, for checking in today.
Thank you so much. Have a great day, Scott.
Thanks for downloading the SOS Radio podcast. If you enjoy the discussion and want to help the podcast grow, you can make a $10 donation through sosradio.net or inside the SOS Radio app. Thanks for your generosity. It helps us experiment with new things and keep the discussions fresh.